proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, I don't want to diagnose this, in your case, just from the school on the streets and studying human behavior. But women, on average, are told, hey, get your dad to stay at home, make him Mr. Mom, you go out and make the money, or you run the career, that's a great thing to do. And most of the time, women end up not respecting that and getting rid of you and getting what they see as an alpha male. That's just the way the biology works here on this planet. And the system knows all that, so they try to change that. And then women are told to use the system, do whatever you want. I mean, I think something like almost 80% of divorces are filed by women. And men are slobs, and men oppress women. I mean, it's usually an abuser relationship. You'll have a man abusing a woman, or you'll have a woman abusing a man. And they're always entitled and have excuses for what they're doing. But I've heard about these cases where the cop gets your wife, and it's like something out of a movie where the whole system's now against you, and now the gang lines up against you, and you're in deep crap. But that's bearing false witness. And generally, when the system figures that out, that person ends up getting in a lot of trouble. But I haven't even heard your story yet. I'm just guessing. Bill's calling from Minnesota, a musician. Married to his wife, staying there. They have a development business, doing very well. Boom, suddenly he's kicked out of the house. A cop moves in. What happened from there on out?
Okay, so I had to, you know, I was homeless. Then I took a job as a janitor and had to get an apartment for myself. Then, you know, well, right away.
So but see, a man wouldn't even usually on average go after the woman like that, because a woman on average sees it psychologically. The studies are there that they own you. You know, you're supposed to take care of them, even though it's vice versa. They want this equal system, and so you're taking care of the kids. Now you're thrown out. You would have immediately gone to a lawyer, forced the sale of the house, all the rest of it, the assets. But see, the system just let her lock you out, and now you're homeless. Go ahead.
So when I caught her that night with the cop, I go in the house and turn on my, I called the police right away because I didn't even know he was a cop. I just knew there was a guy in the house. So I call the police. I start recording on my iPhone. And the first thing I asked, I went upstairs, went to the guy, and I said, do you know my child? Have you been around my daughter? And I filmed the whole thing. And everybody that's seen it's like, wow, you know, you just caught your wife with another man. I can't believe how calm you were and everything. Well, the police told me that to leave. And I'm like, no, it's my house. We own it together. Look at my license, you know, I'm on the deed. And they said, well, here's the deal. If she says she's scared of you, you go to jail. And she hasn't done that, so you better just count your blessings and get out of here. And then I was like, no.
Yeah, no. And again, they were implying, we'll let her fraudulently say this if you don't leave our brother alone. And those cops are going to wonder why their kids are in car accidents, why they get cancer. I mean, I'm telling you, it's a law of the universe. You use power to oppress somebody, you can kiss your butt goodbye in the future, and God will serve it cold. And that's a terrible, terrible thing that happened to you. So where did it go from there?
So I ended up leaving. She filed an order for protection on me.
Yeah, they told her to do that, and then you didn't have the money probably to go get a lawyer to impeach that and prove it was a fraud.
I did, because I had a video, and I had an attorney that...
Hold on, here's the deal. I got Bob Barr coming up for 30 minutes. This is an important story because people are already into it, so we're going to recap and cover at the bottom of the hour. Can you hold?
Yeah,
people need to hear this, because this is, this is the way this works. And they've set it up. This is modern feminism, where the state's the man with the woman on her side, but only to break up your family, because they want to get her in the end. But in this case, the state's also sleeping with her. Bill, stay there. Then we'll go to Frank, Phil, Steve, and others. James, after Bob Barr leaves us, stay with us.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth deep earth crystals, and the results that I personally have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels, soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure Soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Represented the 7th District of Georgia from 95 to 2003, and I remember him really criticizing the NSA, the spying, the police state to a great extent, and being 100% pro-Second Amendment, national sovereignty. I'd call him a paleo-conservative constitutionalist with a big libertarian streak. Facebook.com, Bob Barr Congress. We'll give you his main website as well on screen for TV viewers, but he's with us to the bottom of the hour. Then I'll get into all the other world news after I take phone calls for folks that are patiently holding. But the reason I wanted to get him on today was to talk about the waterfront. His take on what's going on with Obama giving awards to illegal alien kids to obviously encourage them to come up here. What the plan in that crisis he thinks is, or whether he thinks it's ineptitude, what's happening in Iraq with this ISIS group, and where he sees Hillary and Obama making all these cryptic anti-gun statements about executive orders. We need Australian-style bans. Obama said that last week on CBS. I mean, this is getting really scary because he's outdone Nixon times a thousand, in my view. But he's just moving forward. And my gut, my spidey sense says, danger, Will Robinson. So running for Congress in the lead, doesn't mean he'll win, but we definitely need him in there, is Bob Barr. But before we get into all those subjects, I wanted to first ask the former congressman, soon to be congressman, knock on wood, what is your take on a lot of Tea Party, true conservative libertarian candidates beating blue blood Republicans in Texas, in Virginia with Bratt and others, and the media spinning it? Oh, the Tea Party's been discredited while a lot of blue bloods won. That's not what I'm seeing in the numbers. And the Republican attempts, with the Democrats to try to block to the Tea Party, I only see real reform of the Republicans towards more of what their platform is, towards their only hope. Compromising with the Democrats is what is extinct in the Republican Party. Now, I'm not as politically savvy, obviously, as you, as senior in the CIA, a federal prosecutor, before that, somebody who was done international negotiations, a congressman. But is that approximation I made accurate, or can you augment it or disagree with it?
I certainly wouldn't disagree with that, not only because you're the host of this show, but because you're right. The fact of the matter is that the Cantor's loss, and I know Eric Cantor, I like him, he was doing a credible job as majority leader, but he suffered from two things. One, what we call in the legal profession, robitis. Judges, once they get elected or appointed, they don the black robe and they kind of, put themselves above the people and lose touch. The lesson number one for Eric is no matter how important your work in Washington is, even if the people in your district support you in being a leader in the Congress, because that brings prestige and so forth to your district, you cannot, except at your own peril, forget the people back home. You can't become so enamored of Washington power that you forget the people that sent you there and the people that you ultimately answer to. Secondly, though, I think those who try and downplay the importance of what Congressman-elect, I guess he's not Congressman-elect, but for all intents and purposes, Bratt, represents, is he represents a deep-seated and continuing movement among conservatives in this country to get people into office and keep people in office who will actually move our conservative agenda, not Washington's agenda, but our conservative agenda forward. And that's what I'm hearing here in the 11th District of Georgia, and I suspect that that's exactly what Mr. Bratt was hearing in the 7th District of Virginia.
And again, the districts have been rewritten. You were in the 7th, now you're running in the 11th, which is much of Atlanta, one of the most important districts in the country, with all these new Tea Party people that are going to be getting into office for the first time. I think it's going to be great to have somebody like you. I would call Paleo Tea Party or Proto Tea Party. You were one of the few voices that would say things like Ron Paul was saying when you were there. I mean, I think your leadership, knock on wood, as I said, is going to be so key getting back into Congress. The sense I get now from Democrats that I've never seen in almost 20 years on air, and talking to family who've been politically involved and active for 50 years, they've never seen Democrats this freaked out and realizing they've been betrayed. I don't care what color they are. Cities from Virginia to New York, with tens of thousands of illegals showing up. The country's in a deep recession, depression in areas. I don't know what the Democrats think they're doing, being so incredibly radical and so incredibly criminal with the actions they're doing. I mean, I've never seen, and in history never seen, an American presidency act like this. I don't think there's words to describe how bad it is. So, what is your take on the seismic shift I see happening? How would you describe that shift, or do you agree it's happening? And B, what are the Democratic leaders thinking? C, what will they pull to try to get themselves out of this?
President is so bad, he makes Jimmy Carter look like one of our best presidents ever.
Yes.
I mean, that's how bad this guy is. And I know there's a lot of speculation, Alex, that it's not just sheer incompetence it being that we're witnessing, although there is deep-seated incompetence in this administration. You just listened to Susan Rice, his U.N. ambassador, babble on about the Bergdahl case. face or something else, and you realize these are vacuums that we're listening to. They're knowledge of world affairs or Middle Eastern affairs or military affairs. It isn't that it's a mile wide and an inch deep. It just ain't there at all.
Wow.
Whether or not there is a concerted effort to dramatically change the lay of the land in the Middle East, for example, by arming terrorist groups in Syria that we apparently know nothing about, having them transfer and become active with the ISIS group in Iraq and start taking over territory that we spent a great deal of human and fiscal resources bringing some stability to over the last decade. Whatever it is, this administration is causing deep and, if we're not careful, permanent damage to America's ability to influence events in the world, because the image we are presenting, whether it's part of a concerted plan by Obama the ideologue or part of an unfortunate administration that we have that just has no earthly idea what it's doing, that is an incompetent administration, the message being sent to our adversaries and our allies is we do not know what we're doing, we can't be trusted, and therefore people are going to throw in with other groups, other countries, other leaders, not the United States.
I had heard this when he was first running, and I didn't really believe it from a lot of really smart people, but they said, no, Obama does really hate America. The people he represents hate America, kind of like Dinesh D'Souza's 2016, and they want a new world order. They want to realign the world with really anti-capitalist bent, and that they just can't help it. They want to wreck this country. It's a famous statement when Bill Clinton was being inaugurated. That night, they had a bunch of F-16s fly over, and Ron Silver, this was documented in the news at the time, I'm sure you remember it, said, how dare them fly jets over us to threaten us, to show the weird disconnect. I mean, somebody knew nothing about the military. And they said, no, no, Ron. Hillary bumped him and said, those are our jets now. And I it's one thing to be radicals in college and all this stuff, but they're in control of the country, and I just think they can't help wrecking it out of almost a subconscious hatred of it. I think that best describes it, Congressman.
Well, Obama is clearly an ideologue, which makes him very different and much more dangerous than Bill Clinton was back then. And, of course, we impeached Bill Clinton, as you certainly recall. We were very active in that. And he became only the very first elected president ever impeached. Andrew Johnson was the first, but he wasn't elected president. And as you and I talked a few months ago, I guess the last time I had the honor of being on your show, we talked a little bit about impeachment, and I indicated that I thought it was appropriate to begin an inquiry of impeachment, not articles of impeachment, but an inquiry. And since then, I've seen two very credible books come out on impeachment of Obama, many, many articles. So clearly there is an awakening out there among a lot of Americans that these problems go beyond simple incompetence. When you have a president that deliberately, almost proudly, Alex, violates the law, thumbs his nose, figuratively speaking, at the Congress, when he not only fails to protect our borders in Texas, for example, not only fails to follow the law with regard to apprehending those and deporting those who enter and remain in this country unlawfully, but encourages illegals to enter this country and uses our precious military resources, which are stretched so thin already, to simply, as Sheriff Joe Arpaio, my good friend out in Arizona, said, change diapers rather than protect our nation. We've gone beyond simply, well, you know, these problems will resolve themselves. They won't. The American people and our representatives in the Congress, in the House, have to begin the process of rectifying this.
Well, I agree. And so a lot of bad things are happening, but I want people to know the positive news. I have never seen the emergency sirens going off like they are in the public's mind right now across the board. And the fact that you notice he's not doing this total open deal in California that destabilizes the state they control. They're doing it in Texas as part of this Battleground Texas plan that Project Veritas and James O'Keefe got on video 6 months ago, where they said, we're going to flood things with illegals, give them IDs, let them vote, and turn Texas blue. And, you know, don't worry, we're going to get the guns. There really is a criminal energy now to the Democrats. I mean, the Democrats of, the 70s would be like the Republicans, of a decade ago. I mean, they're so radical now and so out of control. And we broke this 3 days ago. DrudgeReport.com put it out, and the media checked it and confirmed it. We talked to emergency managers. We got video. The Border Patrol's quitting en masse. They blew the whistle and told us where to come. An ICE agent did. In McAllen and Brownsville, the buses drive over. The Border Patrol's ordered to stand down. They load on white vans and are taken to Catholic and Protestant and evangelical churches. And the Border Patrol gives them vouchers for the Greyhound tickets, children and adults, to drive, quote, into their families that are illegals as well. So we have the video, and people for 2 days couldn't believe it, and now it's been confirmed. We have the video, sir, of the Border Patrol in Texas. If this isn't impeachable, I know you filed the stuff first on Clinton, so you take action. I mean, this, as you said, makes Bill Clinton look like a choir boy, that it's going on. And then to honor the DREAM Act kids that are illegal while talking out of the other side of his mouth saying, oh, no, if you come here, we'll deport you, when they've suspended most deportations, including of aggravated felons. You're a former federal prosecutor. I mean, what do you call this? I mean, this is, what do you think they're going to get out of this?
Well, what, two questions there. One, it is in a sense a very clear example of obstruction of justice, the failure to execute the law and to deliberately stand in the way and take steps so that the law is not or cannot be carried out. It also is clearly dereliction of duty, failure to honor his oath of office, and these all are those sorts of things that Alexander Hamilton, one of the authors of the Federalist Papers, described as high crimes and misdemeanors. Not only direct criminal actions such as obstruction of justice and perjury as committed by Bill Clinton, not only are those sort of actions clearly impeachable and the sort of actions by a president that our founders envisioned as providing grounds for impeachment, but even if it is not a president deliberately and explicitly violating a law, but simply engaging in policies that subvert the rule of law, instituting policies that do so, then those also, even though they may not be legally criminal acts, they are the sorts of public acts that a president carries out that were envisioned and clearly and explicitly in some of the Federalist Papers writings by Hamilton, the sort that should give rise to impeachment.
Wow, strong words, but we have strong actions from Obama and the Democrats, so that's what we have to respond with. How do you, with your inside knowledge of how these guys work, Congressman Bob Barr joining us, if you just tuned in, how do you think they're getting away with this? Because they seem to be just desperately trying to sink the ship as fast as they can. Is it Cloward and Piven? Is it just a plan to bring in so many people that are destitute that it overwhelms the system and we collapse into pure socialism?
Well, it's an effort with regard to this, you know, specific crisis that they are creating and fostering and flaming with all of these children, and these aren't just you know, toddlers in diapers.
Oh, they're MS-13, you name it.
Yep. They are teenagers, sometimes preteens, who are very clearly part of violent gangs. In some instances, I wouldn't be surprised if they had actually engaged in murder. We have very clear evidence that these gangs do enlist children, sometimes under even preteens, to go out and commit murders because they are less suspect if you see them. So what we're witnessing here is an effort to bring in a lot of these illegals, disperse them around the country so that it then becomes much, much harder to find them, to identify them, to make them appear in court. None of these people virtually are going to appear in court once they've been released and disseminated.
They say on video, sir, they say on video that they just send them wherever they want to be sent to, quote, families and drop them off at bus stations paid for by taxpayers.
Yeah. And in the meantime, we're using our military bases, which ought to be engaging in exercises to protect our nation and so forth. They're having to babysit with and use our taxpayer resources that should be going to military pay, maintaining military bases, buying equipment and so forth. It's being used to babysit these people. Why don't we, for example, put them on planes or buses and send them back to Mexico?
That would be 50 times cheaper.
Even though these are not all Mexican nationals, some of them, many of them apparently are coming in from other countries in Central America. They are coming from Mexico. Obviously, Mexico is a big part of the problem. They are doing nothing to stem this tide. They are encouraging it. We have or should have a great deal of influence that we can bring to bear with regard to Mexico because of the trade and other relations that we have with Mexico. What are we doing? Apparently nothing to force Mexico to address this problem. We ought to be sending them back across the border by the busload as soon as they cross over and we can apprehend them instead of taking care of them here. It's Mexico's problem. Let Mexico deal with it.
BarCongress.com, BarCongress.com or BobBar.org redirects there. Only got about 5 minutes or 4 minutes left with you. I want to move quick now. Speaking of military pay, the death list, just like the death panels, every military person I talk to, even Democrats, say in the last 6 years the VA's gone from bad to nightmarish hell. And so we're going to house illegal alien kids, and they complain the food isn't good enough. It's a lot better than Michelle Obama public school food. And then literally the VA isn't taking care of the troops. Speak to the VA a little more on Iraq and any other points, Congressman Bob Barr.
With regard to the VA, some people say I don't have a heart, but if I did have a heart, this would bring it to tears. What our Veterans Administration, the Department of Veterans Affairs is doing to our veterans. It is killing them through their inaction, their cowardice to own up to the sorry record that many of these hospitals have, and engaging in what, Alex, I have to tell you, appears to me to be a possible racketeering enterprise, a RICO. When you look at the fraud that has been going on, and the very possible destruction of records, alteration of official documents in order to make themselves not look so bad as they really are at some of these hospitals. I think a good prosecutor at the national level should be looking at putting together a RICO case, a racketeering enterprise case, against these individuals and some of the VA institutions at which they've been doing this. It has risen beyond simply a bureaucratic problem. I think we have a criminal problem with the Veterans Administration.
Absolutely. Putting people on secret illegal death list and basically let them die, that's aiding and abetting and murder. And then that dovetails with the missing emails from all these different officials with the IRS. I mean, this is incredible.
It is. We saw this to a smaller extent, Alex. You may remember with some of the White House travel documents and some of the Whitewater documents where they tried to claim that the emails were missing. Oh, gee, they had dissipated into the ether. That doesn't happen. I think that given the lethargy at our Department of Justice, where we have an attorney general who not only tries to force the administration to abide by the law, but enables it and encourages this administration to violate the law, giving them legal cover, we ought to demand that a special prosecutor be appointed. Unfortunately, we don't have any longer the independent counsel statute, but in the absence of that, what we ought to see is a select committee on this Veterans Administration scandal, which to me is every bit, if not more important than the very important work of the Benghazi Select Committee.
Well, folks, you need to get behind your campaign. In closing, I'm no former federal prosecutor or constitutional lawyer like you, but this whole administration operates like an organized crime syndicate. Like you said, racketeering. I mean, bottom line, do you think the Obama administration is a criminal enterprise?
If I were still a prosecutor, the flags would be going up and waving and the red lights would be going off. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
All right. Thank you so much. Hopefully we can get you back in the next month as things heat up. Thank you, Bob Barr.
Thanks, Alex.
There goes the former congressman, soon to be another congressman again in the 11th District, barcongress.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on.
We're going right to your phone time. Calls here in a moment. Here are the headlines out of Arizona Republican and others. Migrants amassing at Rio Grande's edge. By the thousands, they can show the videos and photos of just the mass exodus into El Norte, a planned total invasion, a political invasion to join with the Democrats, and this is the move to totally take down America, as General Petraeus said, into the North American Union. Approval of Obama's handling of immigration falls to 31 percentage points. So, see, even with Democrats, it's very unpopular now. That's in Gallup. Well, that's from an all-time high of 62%. It's down by more than half. Dinesh D'Souza's America banished from the New York Times bestsellers list. didn't matter that it was on the New York Times bestseller list. They just removed it. It was already in the top 10, but they just removed it. So that's how they operate there. And we're getting reports of liberty-based, libertarian, that's what they're really afraid of, YouTube channels, you name it, being purged and removed everywhere. We're being blocked still by the Pentagon on many systems. This is how they're responding to us speaking out, is trying to shut us up. That's why you can't take this show for granted, and I know you know that. You can't take having an AM or FM station for granted in your area that carries my show. You can't take it for granted that you can go to InfoWars.com and subscribe to the free podcast or watch the free video feed at InfoWars.com/show. You can't take it for granted that you can get a $5.95 a month PrisonPlanet.tv membership to see all my films in HD, 19 years of material, the site's been up for 12 years, the nightly news, special live reports, and then share it with 11 people simultaneously. 11 people can use your $5.95 a month membership. What a great way to wake folks up. And I know you don't take it for granted, most of you, but we aren't going to be here, and you're not going to have any liberty if we don't win this thing. And winning just means surviving and backing them off. Because the more time we buy, the more time we can fix this country. Freedom is becoming more and more popular. Doesn't matter if half the public can't tie their shoelaces, are disassociated, can't make connections, don't know who they are, look at TV screens all day and iPads and don't talk to each other. You go to a restaurant, half the folks are having passionate conversations, they're putting the iPhone in their bag, and they're becoming more human. But other people are sinking deeper into it. They're victims. I don't laugh at how dumb they are. I don't prey on them like the globalists, but I move on. You got to triage them. Triage. You got 1,000 people blown up, and you know, you can spend all your time on those you can't save and then lose all the people in the middle that are on the borderline. You got to save the people that you got a chance to save. The ones that are too far gone, you can't save them. You don't have enough people. And it's the same thing. I'm not going to beat my head in the wall against some programmed cognitive dissonance, you know, person who can't be reached. I'm going to feel sorry for them and say, hey, when they hit you hard later, remember you were warned. And sometimes they'll remember. Move on to people that want to be awakened. You can figure out ways to not go along with the system. You don't need me to sit here and tell you everything every day. You know what needs to be done. I mean, let me tell you something. There's a lot of business owners out there who get sick of the New World Order harassing them and Obamacare, and you shut down your carpet company, you shut down your publishing company, you shut down your car dealership, you shut down the restaurants you own, your mama gets cancer, or you're old, don't want to work anymore. People that are liberty lovers have to stay in business, have to make money, to hire like-minded people and build a civilization and society. The globalists want to control money and markets to run our lives. The most aggressive thing you can do is have your own business, promote it, win. Christians put out a little fish symbol to say, do business with us. Why don't liberty members put a rattlesnake in the window? Don't tread on me. And when you see that, do business with them. We have to work together. We have to buy local. We have to go into the minority communities and find restaurants we like and buy food from them and products from them and encourage them to come into, quote, your community and support people that are doing it right. We've got to come together as humans around shared values of freedom. And what we've got is sexy, folks. What the New World Order is selling is bondage. And we've got to talk the talk and walk the walk. And we can change society with a new renaissance, a new enlightenment. We're on the edge of it. All this tyranny with the technocracy and the tracker chips and the all new droids are coming out. That's in Wired Magazine today. We have an article on InfoWars.com about it. All new droids are coming out with kill switches in them so the government can kill all your phones with one button. That's why I said there's going to be a big market in old tech in the future. Keep it running, keep it working. Old video cameras, new companies that will sell video cameras, you know, dash cams that don't have kill switches in them. You've got to realize life is a war. Being free is a war, and it's not work. Being involved The first 20 times you exercise and you haven't worked out in years, it's horrible. But the 21st time, the 30th time, the 40th time, it becomes addicting. And we got to just turn the corner. We got to make the decision to turn. The body will follow. And the rest of the people will follow as well. I want to go to your calls. It's just that if you're a business owner, we're getting affiliates all over the country. And these, some of them are big stations, some of them small stations, some of them media stations. Some of them are business people that have been successful, are buying 50,000 waters and putting me on the air. It's happening all over the country. And we talk to these stations. We hear from them. And they're like, look, we know there's no future if we don't go all in. Well, you got a business. You should say, you know, a big American flag billboard. Billboards are cheaper than ever now because we're in a depression. And say, tune into Alex Jones on this frequency. And then brought to you by your tile company. Brought to you by whatever you're doing. Or just put a website up there. Infowars.com. Or you start a site and clone Infowars and put it up. That's even better so they can't even take us down. I want you to redistribute it. I want you to clone what we've done and then augment it with your own humet and intelligence. I'm waging a hardcore war here. I'm 100% ready for them to stick a gun to my head and blow my head off. I don't want to die, but I love life so much, it means nothing to me. It's beyond not having fear, ladies and gentlemen. It's wanting liberty. It's desiring it. Above all things, to have free will. And if the people that are middle class that are targeted, if the veterans, and if the gun owners, and if the business owners, if you get aggressive and turn 10% of your energy towards doing your own local radio show. Maybe 60% of the billboards my show, and in the corner, tune in Sundays to in your show. And just go buy the time, sponsored by you, they'll give it to you. They'll put you on the air. It'll probably end up making the money back when you plug your service, whoever you sell as advertisers. I told people how to do this. And then you will be talking to tens of thousands of people. Go do an access show. And you're like, well, I don't want to get on air. Well, you know what? We're going to lose everything. I realized that when I was 21 years old. I saw what was happening. And I saw it way off and knew it had to be countered. And I'm just as average as anybody. I got better at this doing it for 19 years. Just like you do. You worked out for 19 years. Folks, you're going to get in good shape. Well, I've been fighting these people right up at point blank range for really 22 years, but 19 on air. And look what I've done. You can do it. But people ask, what do? You warn the public. You lead by example. You get aggressive. And I want all the business owners out there to call your local AM and FM affiliate and say, I want to advertise on the Alex Jones Show. And maybe you pay at a discounted PSA rate and say, I'd like to just have one of your voice readers read the Second Amendment and the First Amendment, maybe a George Washington quote, and then say, brought to you by, you know, Johnson's Tile. I'm just saying that like John Doe. Jones Tile or Jones Yard Service. And you're going to get a bigger response for your company. What's incredible about this is when you don't go with the standard advertising pitch, I'm telling myself this. This is what I need to do. And just go with it's about the message. And then, by the way, I'm bringing you this information. You're going to get a better response. You're going to fund this show. You're going to help us reach more people. That's what you got to do. I want every one of our AM and FM affiliates, whether it's affiliates in Austin or Chicago or Albuquerque, New Mexico, or Las Vegas or Boston or D.C. or Orlando. I don't care where you are. I'm going to your calls. I haven't even plugged anything. I need to plug so we can find ourselves. I need you. Because, you know, people talk about, oh, I'm buying guns, you know, I'm ready for a war. No, no, no. Let me tell you, if you don't fight now with billboards and going and speaking to the church, you know, is there anything now that we want to talk about the church? You should go to churches and get up and say, yeah, I'm here to talk about something and bring it up. Engage in leadership. They've captured most of the churches. They've captured the media. We got to take it back. And you and your sector engage the enemy, they'll bleed out very quickly. Victory is in our hand. All we got to do is close our hand around it. But it's going to take, like when I was 19, they were trying to ban guns in Austin because they didn't have laws passed by then to block, you know, cities violating state law and federal. It was hard to go before the city council. It was hard to go before county commissioners when I was 19. It was hard to go start an access show by myself in the control room with a camera and go on the air for the first time live to a big audience back then. It had huge viewership. But I did it because I instinctively knew somebody had to do it. You got to do it. And you got to say, I'm going to be a leader. God strengthen me. And you will have the fire and the leadership, and people will connect with the fact that even though you may stumble over your words, even though you may blink in the bright lights of publicity, that you're real. They'll come to you. Run for office like Bratt and so many others are doing. They can't stop us all. There's more of us than there are of them. But you got to get in the arena. You got to get out of the bleachers, folks. You got to get on the field. That's where the animating contest is happening. Join your ancestors in the animating contest. Cease to be a spectator. Cease to be a programmable robot. Become a man, a woman. Now, I'm going to go to the caller who earlier, I'm going to have him briefly recap what happened to him when his wife threw him out and moved a cop in, didn't even get a restraining order. He came home. They called the cops on him. He was going to finish the story. But briefly, I'm not going to belabor this. We sell great supplements at InfoWarsLife.com, the Nascent Iodine, the Super Survival Shield X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Super Female Vitality. All of it really is powerful, organic, and has done a great thing for me, and you've heard the reviews. And it helps fund the operation, which is very expensive, InfoWarsLife.com. Very expensive to run this operation, but you've been helping us do it. We've got more of the lung cleanse in. We've got a detox special, more than 25% off running right now. With the fluoride shield and the survival shield X2 together, both discounted. That's the best discount we've run so far. Introductory rate is very popular, so we'll do that while supplies last. InfoWarsLife.com. We still have the free stainless steel stands with 10% off promo code WATER with all orders of the ProPure G2.0 systems that cut out the glyphosates. That's the Roundup, the fluoride, and hundreds of other chemicals. I mean, how evilly sensational is that? Last week I saw a mainstream article they covered on the nightly news where, you heard a caller call in about it, and then I went and looked, it was an article. Yeah, cities are admitting because of disclosure that there's hundreds of toxic chemicals they add to your water. It's toxic waste that you pay to get from these companies, the aluminum smelters they put in the water. I mean, you know, that's so over the top. Can't we beat that? Can't we stop that? Well, if they won't do it at your city level yet, filter the water, support the broadcast, it's a win-win. If it's not a win-win, I don't promote it. InfoWarsStore.com for those, or 888-253-3139. All right, we got Frank and Phil and Jay and Steve that have been holding, in some cases, for an hour, and I apologize. We got another guest coming up, and I may back them off a little bit. But no. Chad Cooper is on at the bottom of the next hour, so plenty of time. I'll get to everybody, I promise. I'm going to try to shut up and get to you, but wild horses couldn't drag me away from having the great honor to be speaking to you. Sir, finish your story in Minnesota. Recap it in 1 minute, and then in the 2 minutes we have after that, tell folks how it all ended. Go ahead.
Okay, so stay-at-home dad, the wife was taking over the family land development business, doing really well. I have a degree in music, so I was a part-time musician. I'd stay home with my daughter during the day and teach out of the house in the evening and then gigs on the weekend.
Yeah, standard deal. And she married you, and that's what she did. So you show up, the doors are locked, there's a cop in there.
Exactly, yeah. The doors are locked, and I show up to give her a birthday present, trying to save the marriage. That's when I caught her with the cop. I didn't know he was a cop at the time, so I called the police, and then I started filming the whole thing and just calmly asked the guy if he's been around my kid, what's going on. She filed an order for protection on me, and that's when I finally got an attorney. We go to court, and it's thrown out because I have evidence and whatnot, and they knew they couldn't, you know, fight me on it because I had the video. So right from then, I get temporary joint physical legal custody of my daughter. After being homeless at that point, then I get a job as a janitor, get a crappy one-bedroom apartment, and then ramp up to 50% time with my daughter. But in the meantime, I got to say, she packed my stuff up. I never got a choice in what I got. She packed up what she thought I should have.
No, I mean, this is the standard deal designed to break up families. So you said it was a police state story. How did it end?
Well, it ends with me going to trial, but I just got to say that I had my daughter for 50% of the time, and then I asked for temporary relief because they weren't making an offer to me to end the divorce. She makes $6,000 a month. I was making like $1,200.
But you're a man. You don't. You got 1 minute. Finish it.
Okay. So I was denied that. Then out of nowhere, she files a harassment restraining order on me for filming her at all of the exchanges and for sending co-parenting text messages. The harassment restraining order goes through, and in there they tell me I can't film her. They're violating my First Amendment right, and I can't tell my story. I can't put the video up. So,
Well, look, she's done the wrong thing, ditching you and breaking the family up, which hurts your daughter. She needs to demonize you to feel good about what she's done. So I would just try to forgive her and say, for the best thing of our daughter, you did this to me. You know, be nice to me. Have you tried doing that with her?
Oh, well, that's what the harassment thing was about. I was trying to co-parent and say, you know, let's work this out.
I know it's stacked against men. That's the new world order. But, I mean, how's it ending now?
Now I haven't seen my daughter in 3 months, because she took my daughter away from me on my parenting times, and I asked why, so apparently I need to have supervised visits. But it ended with me going to trial 2 weeks ago on my own because the attorney...
How did it end? We got 10 seconds. How did it end?
I spanked him. I caught her lying on the stand. Defeated her.
You fought the long haul, you beat her. You beat her?
Yep.
Good. Okay, good. We got to go. That's okay.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer, assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
Gentlemen, in search of $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside.
I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about 4 more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
All right, let's go to your calls quickly now. Frank in North Carolina, you're on the air. Then Phil, go ahead.
I just have a quick point I wanted to make using a couple of names, individuals that can be looked up very easily on YouTube. George W. Bush appointee, Secretary of the Treasury, Paul O'Neill, and also the other one is Army General Westlake Clark. I'm pretty sure he's long retired now, but this Secretary of the Treasury, Paul O'Neill, he caught a bunch of flack for his estimate on the cost of the Iraq War. I remember seeing that all over the news back during that time, and they basically found a way to push him out, got rid of him. I think that he was in trouble about some other stuff that he was being honest. And, of course, his estimate was actually quite conservative at the time, and you know, it's so far has surpassed and been dwarfed.
Well, yeah, they said that we would make the money back on oil and make money, and now it's been how many trillions of dollars?
Right, but that's all. I don't have the figures, but now there's something else, though, and you can go on YouTube and watch this. I don't think it ever aired, but he did an interview with Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes. I believe it was unaired, but he stated that in the first cabinet meeting they had, now this was many months before 9/11, he said that they were told by George W. Bush that they were going into Iraq. Now this
I played that clip. He said this is before they even got in office, and he was president elect, I believe. They had the maps up on the wall. Yeah, no, I've seen the interview.
George W. Bush ran, and I voted for him, too, by the way. Not proud of it, but he ran on a non-interventionist policy, foreign policy. Now, he knew that was a lie. I know he's not the brains of you know, the criminal group and whatnot, just like Obama obviously isn't, because he doesn't have a whole lot in the way of brains. But Army General Wesley Clark, you can go look this up. You can watch it real quick.
He said there was a plan to invade seven countries. He's done two interviews. We played it.
He went and spoke with some of the people that used to work for him at the State Department and the Pentagon and whatnot, and they said, General, come here. We got to tell you. You know, I got to tell you something. He said, not only are we going into Afghanistan, we're going into Iraq. And he said, Iraq? Why are we going to Iraq? And he said, oh, it's much worse than that, General. We're going into all these other countries. What I'm saying is the U.S. military is used. They're thought of as dumb animals to be used as pawns. They decide what they're going to do, where they're going to go, where they're going to intervene, where they're going to invade and take over, and then they fabricate a story to justify, to provide a pretext, to get, you know, to manipulate the sheeple to go along with it.
No, that is exactly, precisely what they do. And you basically quoted perfectly what Clark said. It didn't matter who we put in office, the Republican Democratic leadership is the same group. And you notice it just continues on. And it's not even to bring in an American empire or to put good governments in. It's to wreck and create destabilization. And, of course, Henry Kissinger famously said military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. Very well said, caller. Excellent call. Anything else?
The thing is, I mean, I know it's painful to admit, but there is no noble cause in any of these wars. We're sold a bill of goods. It's all about deceiving, manipulating. It's all about control. In the end, and I hate to say it, I'm not saying there's not bravery, there's not courage amongst people in the military, but, man, once you've done two or three enlistments, I mean, wake up, man. Don't you know you're being used? There's no noble cause.
Oh, no, they know you've woken up, so that's why you're public enemy number one. We're going to go to break, but let's go out with one of the clips of Wesley Clark on TV.
So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, are we still going to war with Iraq? And he said, oh, it's worse than that. He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today. And he said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out seven countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran.
We'll be right back, folks. Third hour coming up. Your calls. Special guest who's being censored. Part of this reign of censorship that's going on. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider the abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.